I'm definitely confirming that Raza Haider, one of our elected representative, one of the member provincial assembly sent from Aurangi town, has been assassinated with one of his gunmen, and I have heard, I'm not sure about it, but that the two other workers of MQM also got assassinated in this attack on Mr. Raza Haider, and he went to a funeral of somebody in Nazmabad where this attack's been launched on him, and he's no more.
Right, and Mr. Rizvi, now, as we've witnessed in the past, that whenever workers of both the major political parties get assassinated, we see this backlash coming from both parties. What would you like to say about that?
I would like to appeal all the Karachites, all the Pakistanis, that please don't take law and order into your hands. Please held back and look into the situation that definitely the terrorists want to uproot the peace and law and order of Karachi, to uproot the economic situation of Pakistan. This is a intrigue against Pakistan. This is an intrigue against Karachi. And MQM is the leader of MQM, Mr. Altaf Hussain, is requesting all of us, all of the people of Karachi, all of the people of Pakistan, that they should pray for him rather than
right.
They must involve themselves. They should not.
Mr. Rizvi, now, this is of course adding to a spate of violence and a spate of target killings that we've been witnessing in the city. Who do you believe is behind this? We keep on hearing about these terrorist elements, but who are these terrorist elements?
This is very premature to say specifically about this incident. I'm not in a position right now to comment on the subject,
right.
But everybody knows, like, there are so many things are going on in Karachi, and there is sectarian violence, there is ethnic, there are some political elements also
right.
Involved to criminal activity. There are so many things are going on, and nobody is looking into this. This is the most unfortunate part of that ke bhaatse se bada saneha ye hua, log khere nahi aatsa dekkar.
Right.
Nobody is taking account of this situation in Karachi, and if something goes wrong with Karachi's law, definitely it'll badly,
absolutely
impact the situation of Pakistan.
Karachi is the economic hub of Pakistan, and of course anything in Karachi affects the entire nation, goes without saying, Mr. Haider. But when you say that no one is taking account of the situation, are you satisfied with Mr. Malik's repeated comments and statements that those behind these attacks will be unveiled? What would you like to say about that?
Yeah, the certification we can definitely see as the dead body of Mr. Raza Haider. This is the certification I'm having in my hand.
Right. So you're not satisfied with the federal government's efforts as far as unveiling these terrorist elements are concerned?
I'm saying it point blankly, and you know what I mean.
Right, Mr. Haider. Mr. Haider, just one last question. The Interior Minister has also said that certain clues have been given by the DIG of the city. Can you please talk to us about that?
I don't know. Like, I've just got the news. I've confirmed it from the Markaz MQM 90, and I know where what happened. That's all. I know who did it and who was involved in it. I just cannot make a comment on it right now.
Mr. Haider, thank you so much for talking to Express 24/7.